This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and safe. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
You've heard me say it before, and I will say it again. From now on, it's going to be America first.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's Donald Trump speaking today at the Boeing plant in South Carolina. The number here is 877-317-6432. Give me a call. And by the way, I don't mind if you call me and bring up another point. It doesn't always have to necessarily be on what I'm speaking about. Don't feel bad. Just give me a call. 877-317-6432. Donald Trump is back out on the trail. Not the campaign trail. He's just out there talking to America. And so, and it was so funny because I was watching CNN, as I usually do when I'm doing show prep. And just so you know, I watch CNN and I watch MSNBC just to see what the other side is doing. It's, for me, surveillance of the enemy, of the opposition, as it were. So it's so funny because as I was watching CNN, I think it was like the Brooke Baldwin, she's like, "Well, Trump is talking about America first again." Like, somehow, that's a bad thing. Which leads me to the media reaction of the press conference yesterday. Now, I talked obviously at length about the press conference yesterday because it was the most awesome thing I've ever seen in my life. And I really mean that sincerely. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was, I can't even express to you how awesome it was. In all my years of being a political junkie, I've never seen anything like that. Predictably, the press was aghast by it all, and it really reinforced everything that I talk about, which is how the press is living in bizarro world. Some of the comments from the press were just amazing, really, to listen to some of the things they were talking about. It's as if they were watching a completely different press conference. But you see, it's this cognitive dissonance that happens. Shortly after the press conference, I spoke to a buddy of mine that lives out in California. He's a former bigwig Republican strategist, worked on the Hill for a number of years, and said to me, he's like, "Yeah," he's like, "Dude, I got a text from one of these inside the Beltway guys that I know that work on the Hill." And, he texted me saying, "I can't believe this clown show going on. This is horrible." And this is a Republican, you know what I mean? An establishment inside the belt Republican. And we were both just I was laughing about it, and I just, and that's what I mentioned to them, the dissonance that occurs, and it's like as I was watching, again, the inauguration, the best analogy I could give you is as I watched the inauguration, and look, I was there, I went to the inauguration, I was in the crowd, even though I had tickets, to the inner sanctum, I actually didn't get there in time because they cut it off and the Secret Service won't let you in, even if you got a pass to get in, they, at a certain point in time, they cut you off. But it was actually better because I was able to be out in the crowd. And I will tell you that, the reaction from the crowd was just, it was positive. Everybody was into it. It was, very, very positive. And I mentioned that, and again, the media, it's as if they are watching a completely different movie or something, or a show, or, like, I don't know what the hell they're watching. Like, I don't know what they saw yesterday in that press conference. See, obviously, look, they're pissed off, they're freaked out about the fact that they lost, and that he, went after them and just poo-pooed in their mouthy. I've got some clips I want to run through, the media reaction today. It's so typical, but again, we got to get into that. I want to go back to Trump today. Here's Trump, and it's amazing how this is amazing too, is how, he was able to grab the narrative back. Just by doing what he did yesterday. I think he got to a point where he's like, you know what? I'm going out. And I'm going to give a press conference. And it's funny because the day before, the media had complained, right, about that Donald Trump wasn't picking on the traditional media, right? And they were all pissed off about that. And so Donald Trump yesterday is like, oh, yeah, you want me to pick on you? Okay. Here goes. Here's Donald Trump today in North Charleston, South Carolina, at the Boeing plant. I want you to listen.
Working together as a unit, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. No task too large, no dream too great, no goal beyond our reach. Just like you built this incredible airplane behind me, both of them when you think about it, we are going to rebuild this country and ensure that every forgotten community has the bright future it deserves. And by the way, those communities are forgotten no longer. The election took care of that.
And that is really the key here. That's really the key here and the theme that I want you to keep in mind, which is that of the forgotten man. And look, that's why he won. Let's be honest here. He won because he was able to appeal to that segment of the population, whether that person, lives in Wisconsin or Michigan or wherever they live. And it's not just in the Midwest because, we tend to think, oh, it's just people, white working class voters in the Midwest. No, it wasn't. It was everyone. It literally was the forgotten man and woman. The people that have woken up, really, because there's still people that are zombies walking around and they don't know what's going on. The low information voters, as Rush likes to call them, but it's true. It's a great term because that's what they are. They're uninformed. It's just the disconnect between, the media. See, the media, and I know I've been harping on this, just because of the fact that there's just such a disconnect between what you and I see and what the media sees. I got to take a quick break here in a minute, but I'm going to get, when we come back in, because I don't have time to do it right now, I've got some sound bites of, sort of the media reaction, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Color me your color, baby. Edward Woodson Show.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Every time that Trump comes out and says something, makes a speech, makes a statement, holds a press conference, the reaction from the media is priceless. And it really is. I will watch, like, for instance, yesterday's press conference, I watched it, and then as if on cue, because you knew what the media's reaction was going to be, because obviously he poopied and mouthy of media yesterday. But one of the lines that he delivered, which I thought was just classic, and it's true, was, people don't believe you anymore. So speaking to the media, he spoke directly. And the thing is, he spoke directly to the people. That's what he's doing. He's circumventing the media, because the media for so long has always thought of themselves as the ones to bring you the message, right? And they were the ones that were going to tell you how to think about any issue, they were gonna break it down for you. They were gonna break it down for you and basically tell you what to think about any specific issue. They've always envisioned themselves as beyond reproach. And so this has been a long time coming, where the erosion really of the trust in the media has been a long time coming, and Trump has been able to really tap into that, the distrust of the media that people have, and they were again, and you knew this was going to happen. They were just so again aghast by the fact that that Trump called them out, right? So, Morning Joe this morning. Mika Brzezinski, who, by the way, who is Mika Brzezinski anyway, except for Brzezinski's daughter? Remember the former, national security advisor to Carter? Okay, that's all she is. She's just some, spoiled upper West Side kid that grew up with a lot of money, and now she's got this show on MSNBC. Morning Joe. I want to play this for you because it's just and also this just goes to show you the typical media reaction, but it's priceless. Now she can't believe the audacity of the president to call out the media and the fact that that he actually said, they don't believe you anymore. Listen, this is classic.
The public doesn't believe us anymore?
Willie,
the public, she's so self-righteous. The public doesn't believe us anymore. You know what she's saying there? She's saying, they don't believe you. They don't believe us anymore. She's so smug, and she's exactly why Trump won. I want to play it for you one more time, and then they get into just bitching about Trump. Listen,
the public doesn't believe us anymore.
She can't believe it. How dare he say it? What is he talking about? Of course they believe us. Keep thinking that, honey. Keep thinking that.
The public doesn't believe us anymore?
Willie,
happy
said
Friday.
It best. You said, Willie, as we were walking in. You know it would be
really funny. That would have been a really funny hour or so of television. If you weren't president of the United States.
Yeah. That was right off the campaign trail, call it summer of 2015. A man in his element, saying whatever crossed his mind, throwing out things that were verifiably false. And the key line was the one we played at the end where he says, I love this. I'm having a good time. He did not want that press conference to end. He felt like he was back. He'd watched other people try to defend him for a month. Kellyanne Conway, Sean Spicer, Stephen Miller. It wasn't working. He wanted to put himself out front and center, speak for himself. And if the idea was to convey that there's no chaos in the White House, I'm not quite sure it had that effect.
No, it was one of the most...
Oh, you see, that's the story, too. Oh, there's chaos in the White House. It's out of control.
Chaotic, rambling press conference.
We have Mike Ronicle with us.
Ever...
Chaotic, it was a chaotic, rambling press conference. Not to us. We didn't think it was.
And, you know, before we start talking about this and picking it apart.
And Mark Halperin.
Picking out all the falsehoods. I just a gut check. He may be at only 39% in the polls, according to the Pew poll, and 40% in Gallup. But I will tell you, his hardcore supporters that I spoke to yesterday and all of my friends, they were in front of the TV set and they were laughing. And they weren't laughing at Donald Trump. They were laughing at the media. So he's going to have his 37-38% hardcore support, Mike. And he's playing to his crowd. And you know what? It is a great 38% strategy for him.
There's no doubt about that, Joe. There is no doubt.
And by the way, as he's speaking, I love how he said it was one of the most chaotic, rambling press conferences anyone's ever seen. Really, dude? No. It was not. It was measured. It was humorous. It was vintage Donald Trump. It was him taking control of the narrative. And frankly, that's what I want my president to do. And to push back. But they are pissed. Because they feel they are the ones that should bring us the messaging after they filter it. They're going to tell you how you should think, what you should think, and the information that you're going to get. The disconnect is astounding on the part of the media. But, hey, have at it. If that's what you people really believe, then congratulations. All right, I take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time.
Okay.
Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, and welcome me?
Redeem a fool of college.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. I get wicked. The cool to you to push the back to black attack. So I smack and tap and slap the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Razor Blazer, brain and trainer.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Believe the hype. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Don't be scared. Give me a call. Sanctuary cities have been in the news a lot lately, and I am joined now by Adam Andrzejewski. He is the founder of Open the Books, and he has some astounding numbers when it comes to sanctuary cities and the cost of them. Adam, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for your interest in our work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love the work that you guys do. Tell me some of your findings, which I got to tell you, I was astounded when I saw some of these numbers. Please share with us what you found.
So after the January 25th executive order by President Donald J. Trump, the question was, since the order was instituted to cut funding or punish cities embracing a sanctuary status, the question of the day was how much federal funding was at stake, and nobody knew. So our team at OpenTheBooks.com, we diligently set out, and we've been working on it a couple of weeks ahead of the order, to find out how much money just was at stake. We identified 106 American cities embracing this status of being a sanctuary city, and total federal funding of those cities amounts to $27 billion in the last fiscal year.
Now, let me just stop you there. So you're talking about $27 billion of a cost to the American taxpayers. Is that correct?
This is true. So in the 106 sanctuary cities, so what's bandied about is a number of 300 sanctuary cities. But when we looked at the list, that encompasses states, counties, townships, and other municipal jurisdictions. So when you get right down to it, there's 106 cities that embrace this status. And then what we did, we're holding every dime of federal spending since the year 2000. So we looked at fiscal year 2016 just to see how much money in total was at stake in direct payments and grants and direct payments flowing back through the state capitals, federal spending earmarked for that municipality. And when you aggregate all of that, it's $27 billion.
It's just outrageous. And I also saw that on average, you guys found out that the cost of lost federal funding for a family of four residing in one of the sanctuary cities is $1,810, or it breaks down to $454 per person. It's outrageous, really,
right,
when you think about it.
So in these 106 American cities, there's 46 million people, so it's about 15% of the overall population of the entire country. And so what we did is we took the grand total of federal money flowing into the 1,030 municipal agencies and entities within these 106 towns. And what we found was that mayors that defend a sanctuary city status basically saying we're not going to enforce federal notice law when we have a, quote, alien in custody. So when a city's police department is holding an illegal entrant, they're not going to follow federal law and simply provide notice to the federal authorities that they have what's termed under the law as an alien in custody. They are not going to follow federal law, and these mayors defending that policy are basically imposing, we found, a defiance tax of roughly $500 per person in their cities.
It's outrageous. I mean, it really is. It's outrageous. And but I got to tell you, I think I'm based in Miami, and the mayor here, Carlos Jimenez, just made the announcement, and it was made national news that he was going to not be a sanctuary city any longer because obviously it comes down to federal funding, right? I mean, I personally think, and I'm sure you probably agree with me, that once Donald Trump, I should say the president, once our president decides to withhold federal funding from all these sanctuary cities, I think that these municipalities are, look, let's be honest, they need these federal funds, and I think that a lot of them are going to get with the program. That's just my own personal
feeling. We took a look, and I agree with you, and Miami is a good case because they already reversed. And our data showed that on a per-person basis in Miami, they hardly get any federal funds. It's $67 per man, woman, and child, or $29.7 million total of federal funding flowed into the city agencies and entities within Miami, Florida. So they were one of the cities with the lowest per capita federal dollars at risk, and they reversed. Now imagine on the other side, you've got Washington, D.C., and on Washington, D.C., on a per-person basis, it's $3,200 per person. So what that means for a family of four, a husband, wife, two children, it's almost $13,000. They get over $2 billion in the Washington, D.C. municipal agencies and entities funding their outfit. So they have a lot of money at risk. Chicago has a lot of money at risk. It's almost $2,000 per person.
You know, and let's be honest here, Adam. Once it becomes apparent to these municipalities that they're going to literally lose out on federal funding, I guarantee you, I think that very few of them are going to hold on to this sanctuary status because,
well, it's
going to
be, you know, I think it's a real fight that ends up in the court system. So the courts and judges are going to determine, you know, what the congressional and presidential power of the purse really is. And I think that this is something that we all need to know. I mean, you and I, if we violate federal law, we know that the full power of federal law enforcement will enforce the law. But so really the question becomes, can a public official government violate willfully and publicly federal law with no penalty or no consequences? I mean, the rule of law is at stake here. It's one of the most significant constitutional questions in the last decade.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And look, the Supreme Court has already ruled on this in the past, i.e. in terms of, federal law. Look, I mean, it's this is very cut and dry.
Our report went a little deeper, and we took a look at 12 major American cities claiming sanctuary status. And the interesting thing on these 12 cities is that they house roughly 20%, one in five undocumented persons, illegal entrants, live within those 12 major cities. And those cities, which are Los Angeles and New York City and Chicago and Seattle and Austin and Newark and Denver and Philadelphia and Minneapolis and San Francisco and Portland, Oregon and Providence, Rhode Island, those 12 cities get $16 billion of taxpayer funds. And that's really, at the end of the day, where the problem is on sanctuary cities. It's within these 12 major American cities.
Oh, well, listen, Adam, I just want to thank you for the work that you guys do. It's openthebooks.com if anybody wants to find out more information about your organization and the great work that you do. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Adam Andrzejewski from openthebooks.com. Check it out. I really do appreciate all the work that you do.
Super. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to coming back.
All right, Adam. Thank you. All right, we got to take a quick break. The madness will return in a moment.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Chris calling from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, having a much better day today. My faith is restored.
Why? Because of that awesomeness yesterday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to move to the points really quick because I know you have time. When you're playing that montage of the negative Nellies of the liberal press, I've just, you know, as the mischievous kid inside of me, I would go to jail to sabotage one of their newscasts, one of their sets, like to pull the plug on the lights to keep the cameras rolling, or throw a pie, or throw some slime or something. Wouldn't you love to do that? Just like cut off the main breaker.
Well, listen, Trump effectively did that yesterday, pretty much, you know?
Absolutely. And hey, one more quick point. The thing with the federal funding, the withholding of federal funding, now I know that's baked into the cake of the fabric of our way things are constructed. But I honestly don't agree with that as a general principle, that the executive should have the power to wield that. Although, you know, I hope it happens and I hope it works because we need to stop this, the sanctuary cities. As a general principle, I don't agree with that, that they shouldn't be getting the money to begin with. We should all be self-sufficient, self-reliant communities and cities and states where we're not dependent on the federal government. But that's just the way it is. And I just want to make that point.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Chris.
Thanks, Ed. Keep it up.
All right, thanks. All right, we've got a guest. I want to go to Doug Christian. He's calling from Talk Media News out of Washington. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hi, Ed. Pleasure to meet you. Yes.
Hey.
And,
go ahead.
Yeah, please.
No, no, I'm sorry. You wanted to come and talk about, because I've been talking about this for a while now, the last couple of days, Tim and I talk about this quite a bit, and it's astounding to me how the media still doesn't understand what's going on. And it was so evident to me yesterday, and of course the media reaction. But you know, this is you know, part and parcel with, you know, Washington and that inside the Beltway crowd. Look, I'm from D.C. I don't know if you know that, Doug. I grew up in D.C. But I've lived outside of the bubble for a long time. And it's funny because whenever I go back to D.C., it's amazing to me how clueless really the media is and everyone that lives within the bubble. Well, what say you, Doug?
You're spot on, Ed. You're spot on. I mean, there is a bubble. And it's so funny because Tim and I were talking about the silver lunch today. And that is that within the Beltway, people are horrified. Journalists are horrified by Donald Trump's performance. And yet, when I look at all my friends outside of the Beltway, they love it. They love his performance. It's as though it's the Tower of Babel, where there are two different languages spoken entirely.
I got to tell you, yesterday was the greatest. And look, I'm a political junkie. And like I said, I grew up in Washington, and I've been a political junkie my whole life, which kind of led me to doing what I do now. But that was the greatest performance I've ever seen in my entire life, by a president excoriating the media. And so it's funny because today, you know, the reaction from the media, it's just so typical. And again, reinforces the fact that they are just completely clueless in terms of their reaction. Look, and it goes back to, I watched that. I thought it was awesome. The media watched that and they were horrified. Remember the inauguration speech. I watched that speech and everybody I know watched that speech and they were like, oh my God, that's awesome. America first. That's great. The media though was like, it's dark. It's Hitlerian.
You're so funny. You're right on. I mean, you're right on. That's exactly, I mean, and I see that. And it's so funny because, I mean, it's very clear that Donald Trump was speaking directly to the voters. And yet the media is like, what about us? I mean, you're not speaking our language. And it was, I'm actually holding up right now, right in front of me as I'm speaking to you, the front page of today's New York Times. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 articles right here are all about how Trump was, the words here are rowdy, free-for-all. Here he is, how he was dismissive. Here it is. I mean, it's as though we're living in two different cultures, which I think we are in some ways.
Well, it was interesting to me how, again, the media reaction from Donald Trump yesterday. Again, you know, like we saw it and we're like, man, that was awesome. They couldn't believe it. In fact, you know, now they're saying that he's challenging the First Amendment. And just the day before, they were complaining that they weren't being called upon. You know, after calling Donald Trump Hitler and Mussolini and his followers Nazis. They can't believe that Donald Trump's not calling on them, and that Donald Trump is you know, calling them out. They're just like, they can't believe it. Like, what do you expect?
The thing that was incredibly frustrating for the media was, unlike, let's say, Nixon, who got dark and when he was attacking, I mean, Donald Trump kept smiling, you know, and I think it outraged people. I mean, and he was bantering back and forth, and I mean, he just kept on going. And I mean, you know, I was kind of texting Tim as this was going on. I thought, wow, this performance is, I mean, it's going to be seen two ways, which is exactly how it was seen.
And that's what they always do. I mean, they always do that. They view something, or they hear something. I mean, it started from the very beginning. Like, you know, when he announced, for instance, The media heard one thing, and we heard we have to secure our borders. They heard all Mexicans are rapists. We heard, well, you need to do something about these borders. I mean, he has a way of just circumventing the media and going right to the people. Frankly, I'll tell you something else. The fact that you now have a actual Republican, even though he's not really a Republican, that is going to fight back, it's really something to behold. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
And also, I'd have to say it's great entertainment. I mean,
no matter
what way your political stripes might run, I mean, if you do not find this thoroughly engrossing, I mean, I don't know what would. It would get you, because this yesterday was a perfect example of something that, I mean, it's almost Shakespearean. I mean, you could almost, I mean, it was amazing, actually.
Well, let me leave you with this. I had a female friend of mine say, after she watched the press conference yesterday, she said to me, "Oh my God, this is better than Housewives."
Oh gosh, yes. Totally agreed. I mean, it was incredible. And I mean, you know, for that reason alone, this is entertainment. I mean, on many different levels.
It is must-see TV, and I'm sure we're going to be treated to many more of these events. I got to tell you, it's about time. That's all I have to say. It's about time. Thank you,
well,
Lord
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, and you're laughing because it really is. It's entertaining. I mean, it was incredible. I mean. I mean, it was funny because I talked with some journalists afterward. They were horrified. They were absolutely horrified. And I said, no, I think you're really missing the point here. I think you're missing. I mean, you know, they said, but he shouldn't, the words were, he shouldn't have done that. I'm like, done what? I mean,
He shouldn't have poopied and mouthy. All right, I got to run, but thanks for coming on the show. Doug Christian from Talk Media News out of Washington. We'll have you back soon. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, the madness and the mayhem. And, yes, the alpha male returns when we come back. Do not go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.